Hello.
Wow. What? That's how I sound to you? Wow. Okay.
What's up? What did it do?
We are here in this thing. We out here in this world.
And what are we? Who am I? I am Sky. I am Fly. Southwest ATL, representing in the California beach. Dwells, swells. And it's not hot as hell. Because even though I'm in the Wild Wild West, and I'm blessed, and I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Sills, VA, all day. Two up, two down, chilling in the P&W, enjoying the view, getting my Z's. I don't have a rhyme. I was
what
trying,
in the world?
And then I
what
lost
was
it.
That bedroom voice in the middle of an intro?
I mean, that wasn't my intention. I'm tired. Does that count? My sleepy voice because I'm sleepy. Like, what you mean? I'm still catching up on rest, so.
Okay. Who were we? We were Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two Black women's perspective on football, soccer, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things Black women.
That sounds like my bedroom voice. I don't even know.
I don't know that part of your life, so.
Anyway, focus. And get y'all minds out of the gutter. Anyway, so what are we going to do?
I was going to say some
week?
Real slick stuff, but I'm
we going to say it. We don't even do that. Because we're a family show.
Okay.
Allegedly, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So what do we do? We're going to talk about the week two of the NWSL in these streets.
Word. And then we're going to bring you our SBFC superlatives.
And then, I mean.
We're going to word on the street, I think.
We're going to word on the street. We're not going to talk about a certain thing because we're going to have a special episode next week.
Yes.
And then we're going to hits and riffs and rants and raves of the week.
Yeah, so it's going to be short today because, you know, I'm still playing catch up. It's for me.
It's for me.
Yeah.
It's for me in the world when you got a big girl. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was ready for you to do, like, go into the Just For Me commercial on that
Just
one,
For Me.
J-U-S-T-F-O-R-M-E.
Wow.
Yes!
Just For Me.
That creamy crack. We used to
Just
be,
for
we
me.
Used to be, we used to be obsessed with the creamy crack.
Just For Me. All right, my bad.
Okay, yeah. Wow. You went all the way with
you
it.
Had the whole, I used to have a whole nice,
oh,
before
yeah.
there were locks.
Yeah,
these locks were down the back.
Oh, here
I was
hear
out
me.
Here getting chose and choosing.
My doobie rap game was impeccable.
Yeah, I
like,
had the
what? What?
I had the loop loop.
That
I had the
was
ribbity
laid.
Rap.
What?
Hair was getting laid every 2 weeks.
We used to get the fresh perm, and then like first day out, you would get somebody call your name just so you could turn your hair.
Your hair, yes. So you your hair.
Yeah.
Go to the left. Yeah. Go to the right.
So you get that side. Nice bounce. Hey. Oh man! Wow. Wow.
Okay, so we're not focused. So let's talk about the first week of the NWSL. My
yes.
bad, the second week. Just kidding.
Second week. Yeah, look at you. Look at you. Got it. First
so
week for some, but yes.
Yeah, so for the only very well ref game of the weekend.
Woo, cha.
Was the San Diego Wave.
Yes.
Playing the New York, New Jersey Gotham.
Yes.
FC.
Yes.
And they ended up winning not one, not two, not three, but 4-0.
Yeah. Not one, not two, not three, four.
Wow, you just
I don't know
did
if LeBron
it.
Start. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where he started. Yeah, what a weird and lopsided game. Like, and it could have been worse, honestly.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
It was shot practice.
That fourth one came very late.
Yes.
Now two are on penalties. Both
yes.
earned though.
Yes.
And so yeah. Alex Morgan got 4 goals in one game, which is half of her season leading total or something like that. Like,
yeah, typically in a club season, yes.
She got 4 of them right away, so that's probably a good thing for her. Listen, these national team spots is real.
Yep, she out here.
She's
won.
She trying. yeah. The young kids ain't letting up though, so I don't know. But
yeah. So let's talk about this game because. So, to not get it twisted, yes, San Diego is now 2-0. They're at the top of the table.
Top of the table, Wave.
Top of the table, Wave.
Yes.
As an expansion team. They do have some real serious issues, as in the midfield is interesting. It's got people of midfield variety and people you might not want to necessarily start. How they operate is one way. However, you would expect in a game like this that Gotham, the non-expansion team, would have it together. Because the attacking line is phenomenal. Defense is ancestral phenomenal.
Ancestral defense, Lord.
Yeah. They got the hands of the ancestors for real, for real. However, there are clear midfield issues where we are missing one Ali Long
in 2022.
And this played out because good three of the goals were because of the struggles in the midfield at a particular position. And people getting cooked. Yeah. And so they recklessly kind of triggering penalty kicks.
It was a reckless, like, there was no need for that second penalty.
Well, yeah.
She had pushed Amir. So, first of all, I mean, I don't know if we're talking about Amir Ali now, if we're talking about her later.
We can hold off on Amir.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to run. You go.
Because even the first penalty, if he is not having to defend in the box, then maybe that penalty don't happen.
Possibly.
Because even the sequence before that, a certain defensive mid lost position. And so then it was shots. Ain't that a song? Shots. It was all that in the box by the San Diego. And this is nothing new because San Diego been doing this. If they can possess the ball, they will take shots. But you just didn't expect that from a Gotham.
And I think, was it all but one were from inside the box?
Yes.
That's ridiculous, man.
So again, we're talking two penalty kicks were part of the four.
Yes.
So this could have been worse. And I'm telling you this as I look like an eagle, my bad. I'm telling you this as a goalkeeper defender. Like, you can only defend what you can. You can have an ancestral hand. You can have the ancestors of the old times, Old Testament, New Testament, the Testament you ain't yet to see. However, at some point, balls are gonna go in the net. Somebody gonna make a mistake. Somebody's hand gonna get hit. It can't be shooting practice in a whole professional game.
So. Right, and honestly was super surprised that first pen didn't come until, like, toward the end of the...
Yeah, that's true, too.
...thing, because, like, yeah, they just kept pelting them with shots, and, listen, I'm still not 100% sure about that Wave midfield, but it's better than the other midfield that was out there.
Which is frustrating, because when Jennifer Cujo comes in, then you see... You see then the front line can attack. So Mitch Purse isn't having to defend.
Yeah.
Your whole ass nine is not having to defend. And iffy. Yeah. People aren't having to defend who were supposed to be attacking.
Yeah. And they're exhausted. And I think Christy Mewis is taken out because she was hurt.
She was hurt, yes.
Of some sort. But yeah, I think that there is that. And they were able to use their subs effectively. Okay, listen, we're going to talk about it.
It's time to talk about.
I get somebody being a game changer and bringing them off the bench, but also you could just start her. You could just start her, Amir Ali.
Casey Stoney, start her,
like,
Amir Ali.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, she's this awesome combination of, like, Midge Purse in terms of 1v1 ability and strength, and, like, strength on the ball while being able to keep the possession. And she's also got, like, some Deanne Rose in her where she just instinctively knows how to make a play when it's needed. Like, she just has an instinct for the game and a vision, too. I know Casey talked about that. To which I'm like, then why isn't she starting? I don't get that. Particularly because at some point that front line's got to get younger. Like, that front line will hold up for a while. But, right, in the same way that and this is Twitter world, right, not off of it. But on Twitter world, we argue consistently about how much younger the national team has to get. And I'm like, the same would be true for a club team, right? Like, or you have to have the balance, which is what I talk about. Like, at some point, you got to swap that out. Yes. Or at least balance it. I can't say enough good things about Amir Ali. And she's a good defender, too. So... and San Diego, if they do one thing well, it's going to be a defend, because it's a Casey Stoney team. But yeah, I mean, congratulations to them. They've won ugly. They've beat down the team. Yeah. right? They haven't had to make that East Coast trip yet. We'll see what that looks like. It's hard to travel coast, period. But yeah, I think it was a good showing from them. I think that's the worst game I've seen Gotham play ever.
Yes, that was a terrible game. That was bad.
And yeah, you gotta do something. I don't know if it's, I mean, right now it's probably Cujo, because that's who you have, it's who can play that sixth position. But, and Tabroni's been a great pro, but she can't be the sixth every game. Like, that's just not going to work.
That's not going to work in 2020. They're going to have to figure that out expeditiously. I mean, yeah, you're going to look terrible. You can look terrible at the beginning of the season.
Yes, now's the time to figure it out.
Yeah, but you need to figure that out, because this is a uh-oh. What I am concerned about is Mr. Coach had said the issue's not the midfield, it's the fullbacks and the forwards. And I'm like, sir, particularly the wingers. And I'm like, your fullbacks and forwards are actually fine. Your midfield is the issue. Particularly, one midfielder is an issue. She needs help. You either need to figure out who can help McCall, or, you know, you needed to change your tactics. Because this can't be it. Y'all not going to win games.
Yeah, I'm just like, you didn't bring in a lot to cover for Allie. And she has every right to, you know, be pregnant and happy and all these other things. We wish her well. But like, yeah, I think they made some good moves, but they didn't really make a move to have a backup for her.
Right.
And she stabilizes that midfield so that your runners can go and join the attack. And now you're asking a lot of your front line. They have to cover that middle space.
Yep.
So they can't have, they don't necessarily have the energy to go out wide in those spaces, which is what they love to do, and how they get to do those 1-2 touches and interplay and make those overlapping runs and all that other stuff that they did a lot last year when Midge was healthy. So yeah, I don't purport to know more than a coach who sees people in practice day in and day out. But yeah, he'd have to break down that midfield comment.
Yeah, we'd have to have a conversation, because I'm like, sorry, like, midfield.
I'm not seeing it.
Because I'm like, literally, because if your midfield can't possess the ball to go forward or stop it from going backwards, then you got a problem. Because again, if Ify Amanu, I'm sorry, I'm still letting Slider and gets his name. If Ify has to be in the box as a nine to defend, we got problems.
Okay.
Like, I mean, if we want to talk about penalty kicks, if your nine is having to defend like that,
yeah,
that's a problem.
You're asking your forwards to do a lot of defending, and I think that there's probably other
solutions.
And again, that's predicated on health and availability. But yeah, I think this has been a weird week anyway. It's been really fluky.
And it gets weirder.
I don't think either team is that score line, but. Yeah. For that day, they were. And it does get weirder, because we had three games on Sunday.
Yes.
Just for clarification, four teams did not play a regular season game this week.
Right, because there was a Sippy Cup championship.
Portland and Chicago did not play because they were scheduled to play in the regular season during the week where we did the Challenge Cup final. they were scheduled to play North Carolina and the Spirit, respectively. So both of those teams simply got a week off. And those games have been rescheduled, but still, like, okay, sure. Anyway, on to Sunday. The first game of the day was Houston versus KC. Houston won this game 2-0.
Yes. Interesting.
And the first goal was a penalty scored by Rachel Daly, except, was it a penalty?
Yeah, that wasn't a penalty.
I love Michaela. Oh,
yeah, that was a lot of that. What do we might have to call that something. That was a good furniture moving.
Yeah.
Winning performance.
She did what she had to do. And I think she's actually been really great in that starting lineup. I think she gives them a very different look. But yeah, I think that was
Michaela did what she had to do. And she got the penalty.
But your team needs to win, right? Like, they didn't win last week. I get it. And then they scored very, very late. Vasali scored the second goal. And honestly, Houston was probably slightly better throughout that game. And of course, KC is without Lynn. Still without Sam Mewis, who we don't know what's going on with that knee. But listen to the Snacks podcast. They talk about their injuries.
Extensively, yes.
Extensively. And woo, boy, I got a whole other... We might talk about U.S. soccer next episode, too, because I got thoughts about injuries. But, because this ain't the first person. But, yeah, so they're... And Elise Bennett was out, who really had a stellar Challenge Cup. And so they're missing some key pieces. They are. Health would be beneficial to them. Yeah. But yeah, it's a lot to sustain that. So yeah, I mean, Houston definitely needed the win. I think right now, KC's sort of everybody's pick, and they're struggling in the first couple of games. But it's the first couple of games.
It's the first couple of games. It's gonna be better. It's gonna get better.
Okay, we can talk about this
next game. We're gonna talk about your in the next game of questionable roughing situations and everything.
Okay.
The OL Reign played the Racing Louisville.
Yes.
And it was a two draw.
Yes, it was a draw.
Tell us what happened.
So, they actually scored first. Jessica McDonald scored. And on the lovely goal. And again, I've said it repeatedly since the signing. Signing Jessica McDonald might be the best thing Louisville's ever. Like, Louisville's done. Like, that's definitely one of the two or three best decisions they've made. She's the perfect fit. I would like her to get some help up top, but that's me.
You talking about one Ebony Salmon?
I mean, a second striker would probably do wonders. Yes. Because
actually playing her?
She played like that in North Carolina with Lynn Williams, and it worked for both of them. I'm just saying, go with what you know. You got the personnel to do it. But yes, Jessica McDonald scored, and then Kingsy, ZR King, got a brace. Her first NWSL brace. Within like 4 minutes of each other, if I'm not mistaken. So we went into the halftime with the lead. So there's a few plays here, right? Was it a back pass? So when I saw the game in real time, I absolutely thought we got away with it. And it was a back pass, even though the pass did not physically go backwards, it went forward. I've heard the argument that because it was a block and like Sophia was not directing it, you can grab a block. You can't grab a pass. I don't know the rules around that. I don't know if anybody asked, like, Christina Uncle or anybody exactly what the rules are around that. That was a really freakish
situation. It's whatever is beneficial for the goalkeeper and the defender.
Yeah, and it's instinctual, right? Like, it is instinctual for her to pluck that out of the air. Like, none of that was, like, malicious intent. I don't think she thought about it, honestly. And I think she kind of took a deep breath. She's like, oh, shit. Was that a backup? But it was a hell of a clearance by Sophia Huerta, by the way. And then you had the yellow card called on Roland. It was Roland, right? No, Lund. Lund is racing, sorry. That was called a yellow because technically there was a defender behind her, but I mean like a step. Like a step. It's not like that defender was all the way up. And that's the second time Bethany Boston got rocked by a goalkeeper. It did get a red. So yeah, that was close. That was a bang bang play, and it was a hard, like, she went for it, I think, because she knew she would get a yellow and not a red. And then there was the own goal that we still don't quite know if it passed the line because we don't have goal line technology.
Oh no.
My assumption is that was the second time if it went over, but we have no way of knowing. And Bethany Balser did mention after the game she went to go speak with the ref, and like, the ref admitted they didn't see it, but they assumed it went in, and they basically told her. She was like, okay, but how do you know? And your man was like, it's just the goal.
Oh, no.
I was like,
no.
Even if it's the wrong call, like, that can't be your answer. It's not just anything. Like, it's a goal in a game where the objective is to score one more point than the other team. Because it matters at the end of the season. So... yeah, I thought that came off a bit dismissive. I think it was a lot rougher for them in their Challenge Cup semifinal in terms of refereeing. But again, we'll touch on that next week.
Yes.
But yeah, so that happened. But again, the game ended up being 2-2. It's probably a fair score line. I think OL might have been slightly better for longer periods of time. But yeah, I think we got some passing stuff to work out. But I'm not gonna panic. We're, as I said, it's two games in. And I think the good teams are still good, but I think any team could be had. Like, I do think it's that kind of league this year.
Yep.
And speaking of that.
Speaking of which. So Angel City played.
Yeah, the last game on Sunday.
Yes. Angel City played Orlando Pride.
Yeah.
In a game, everybody thought Angel City was going to win, but I was like, of course, NWSL is going to bless us. So Orlando won 1-0.
What a weird game.
In a bizarrely...
It's such a weird game.
I mean, the pitch was overwatered.
Why was it so wet when it didn't rain? I could see the water.
The LAFC game, it was that bad the day before.
Because you could see, like, when they, like, plant it to kick the ball, you could see the water just flying. I'm like, it's not raining, though. Very confused.
And then the refereeing. So I was in the press box.
Yeah, you had a few bad ones in this one.
So I could see where the line judge was. So I knew early on the first offsides that wasn't offsides.
Kristen Press is rarely offsides.
Whoa. We didn't even get to that yet.
Okay.
The first offsides that was called offsides, I was like, oh no. And then somebody called a foul and I was like, that's not a foul though. And I was like, it's going to be one of them games. So somebody's goal is going to get called back.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sydney LaRue scores in the, like, third minute.
Yeah.
Now, she don't score, or is it the own goal? Did they give her the
goal?
They
gave it to Sydney LaRue.
Okay.
I checked the stats before the show.
Okay, they checked it.
They kept it with her.
So Sydney gets the goal on, because of the said pitch was a disaster. This is important because it reappears in the second half. The section of the pitch, rewind. Allie Riley's not playing because she's in COVID protocol. So Madison Hammond, who is a center back, not a fullback, has to...
She's not, but she did okay. Like,
Yeah. But in the beginning, it was vibey. So she was getting cooked up a little bit. All that to say, intent on that right side. Is that right side, left side, whatever? My right side, y'all's left side, depending on where you sit in the stadium. And then eventually, ball goes flying in a box. It doesn't get cleared. Jasmine Spencer... gets her foot caught, falls on the ground.
Yes.
Sid comes through. What should have been an easy tap in for her, reflects, and then she ends up helping, gets booted into the goal. So that's the first goal. So everybody got to regroup, reset. People eventually get into the flow. And then at some point we get to the sequence.
Or eventually... Man, it's a quick episode. So basically...
So there were issues already where the midfield was a step slower for Angel City. It's like we had been sipping the sip, you know, was a little slower. It's a little cooler. You know, we wasn't on the page. The communications wasn't flowing and moving as it should have. Passes weren't as crisp as they were last Friday. It's understandable. And then the pitch was a mess and then the reffing. But anyway, a sequence ends up happening where Kristen effectively gets the ball. I think Savannah McCaskill sends her ball, and it hits her chest, and she's onside. So even before that, her and other people, everybody's onside.
Yes, she was onside.
And then the ball hits her chest, and she drops it in front of her and kicks it and is ready to be like, and you can hear it, like, yeah, and I almost jump up in the press box, but I'm like, in the press box, I gotta be chill. Me and the dude beside me, we like, we gotta be chill. We gotta be composed. But then it gets called offsides. And we're both like, what? There can't be offsides. Because kept her own.
Tony stepped like 1 foot ahead of her. Like, she stepped first. And she was on. Like, she was on. Like, I will absolutely.
Yeah, she was on. I'm telling you, she was on. Like, City fans literally was licking above.
Yeah, Angel City fans got a gripe on that one. She was onside.
So I don't know what the line judge was doing. But then this repetitively happened where the line judge was like, off, or people were getting called for fouls, and this wasn't just for Angel City, from Orlando too, where it was like disrupting the game.
The ref had it. It wasn't the most egregious refereeing performance this past week, but it certainly
fit the theme of the week, refereeing in training, and
I thought that there were a lot of missed calls. I think the other big one is the penalty miss.
Oh, yeah, because I was watching.
Yeah, like...
When Madison Hammond got laid out by Darian, and actually...
And I love Darian Jenkins, but yeah, that was penalty.
Darian kind of looked like... She had the look on her face like, oh, shit.
She knew it, too. She was like, ooh, got away with that one.
And then she was like, ooh, and she kind of moved. And, like, Madison was like, yo, what the...
Yeah, she wanted the call on that one. I can see
from where the ref was standing, if you look back at where the vantage point is, you might have kind of second-guessed it. But from where I was like, yo, did she just clock
her? She got her. She clipped her at the top of the box.
And so that should have been a penalty.
Yeah. Y'all had chances. I would say it's one of those fluky football results where, like, the team that probably deserved the result didn't get it. It happens all the time. Like,
well, I was going to say, well, so more so what I saw was in the second half when they made the adjustment. Actually, Freya made the tactical adjustment on rewatching the video. Where she took out Carrier Carl, put in Simone Charlie, dropped Endo into the midfield, moved Kristen on the other side on the wing. And effectively, what I think she was trying to do to protect Madison Hammond, she was going to have Lucy on that side with her to drop back and defend and not to be shooting. And then she would have Kristen on the side with Savannah McCaskill, Jasmine Spencer, so they could go attack. And then they could go send balls in also to Simone Charlie. Yeah. To try to overwhelm them. And actually, it was working. But then we get to a point where people were trying to be superheroes a little bit.
Every forward ain't a striker.
So people were open. And so they tried to take shots they shouldn't have took.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
And I think those are the growing pains, right? I think those are the growing pains, right? I think this is why SD takes a bunch of shots from inside the box, because on how much they trust their forwards, right? So So I think, again, there's many ways to approach it, particularly as an expansion team. At some point it'll click. At some point it'll click.
But I think in this case, so it's similar to what happened with the first game where stuff clicked for passing. I think a game like this was important early on because it made you understand you got to know your role on the team and play within the system and you'll flourish. But if you try to be superhero or go beyond whatever you need to be in the game, in the concept of that game, and Freya talked about it in the press conference where somebody asked her, you know, if Allie Riley was there, is it better? And she was like, well, the issue was people were missing passing lanes to the correct people. Or they weren't passing to the correct spot, or they were holding on to the ball. You know, if you're not paying within your spot within the system, and you're trying to do too much, or the communication's off, then it's not gonna work. Because again, this is team soccer, and so it's complicated because your expansion team, you're still getting to know each other. But I think this was a good learning lesson that yes, you can beat one of the best teams in the league. At the same time, if you come half stepping and you're not with your keys and you're not, and things are going off the rails and you're not communicating, because you're going to have times where the field is shit. You're going to have times when the refs are doing extra. But if you play together, then you can go forth and prosper. I think that's a good, hey, y'all, we still got a lot of work to do game. That I think they can learn a lot from this game film. I will say that there needs to, I know they got injury issues. I know they're trying to work people out back. Surprise, Simone Charlie reappeared. But we're at a point where you probably also need to start figuring out, okay, even though you're trying to work people in, what does it look like when Stephanie's playing? What does it look like, you know, with Hope Breezeland playing? You know, so that you can get to the point of getting everybody in. Now, I don't know what's going to happen for the Spirit situation, but this is one where if somebody has an off day, particularly because, like, Savannah McCaskill got hit upside the head 50 billion times. You know, who is going to be her replacement until you either get more pieces or people get healthy to be able to go forth and prosper, you know what I mean? So, okay. I wasn't tripping on that. But I was like, refs, come on, guys.
Well, like I said, it's not the most egregious performance.
It wasn't the worst.
Of the weekend. And I'm saying this to say now, we say this with the full understanding that it's systemic. The refs are trying to unionize and are being blocked by pro. That they are not full-time employees or getting any kind of benefits or the training that they need. And so we understand that they're in a bind, right? Like, their ability to do their job is greatly hindered by the systems that exist. And also, there's got to be some accountability. Yes. Because there's a lot of decisions being made in these games that are affecting people's money, people's health. Players are literally not safe. And that's not okay. Like, even with that understanding, there's got to be protection and accountability and player safety. Because ultimately, if you don't have players, you don't have a league. That's first and foremost. So, I think just touching on all of these games, like we said, outside of the Wabe Gotham game, there was pretty much room for questionable refereeing at best in all of those games, including the Challenge Cup games. So that seemed to be the biggest theme of the weekend. The referees were the stars, and you don't ever want that. So yes, moving on, just for the sake of time.
Wait, you need to put some more enthusiasm in your voice. It's about that time.
Okay.
It's time for what? It's time for those superlatives.
Yes.
Crank that new beat. We gonna flex.
Okay. All right.
So, who's our Shea Butter Bomb of the week?
Shea Butter Bomb goes to Ziara King. You can pick the goal.
Yeah. Because she was fired. She was out here. I see you, Z. Out here.
Very much so. And my good sis finally got on size because she had about three on size calls. I was like, Z, please. Just one step slower, baby.
She was amped. We'll be out here. You,
she was amped on Mother's Day.
Yeah, she was amped up. We see you.
All right. Shea Butter Boom, same game, goes to Justin for McDonald.
Yeah, she did that.
Yeah, she's good. She's still very good. Yep. And a much smarter player than I think she has credit for.
Yep. Shea Butter Dom.
Well, I cheated a little bit, because the only Shea Butter Dime was in the Challenge Cup.
Yeah.
So Trini Rodman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Alright. Shea Butter and one.
You have one this week?
I mean, in theory, you could say some of the stuff Sydney LaRue was doing.
Yeah, she had a few good spells. I think she definitely had a good game. She was
cooking them up. Oh, wait a minute, nah. Yeah, they was doing some violence in Madison.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give it to Sid. I think she had a good game.
Shea Butter Brick.
And so, actually, I should do two. Definitely Naomi Garma. I think she's probably in the running for that every week. But also, I want to give a shout-out. Toni Presley's been really good.
Yes, she was.
Toni Presley's been good this season. I know. I think it's hard for people to gauge that because Orlando has struggled. But I think she's been a real stalwart on that back line. So, shout-out to Toni Presley.
Yeah, because she really had to come in. Because don't get it twisted. If Toni don't do some magic, Kristen Press probably got two,
yeah,
three
Toni
goals.
Had a good game. Like, Toni's been sneaky good this season so far. So, shout out to her as they, you know, are the veterans on the team that's rebuilding. That's a hard job, and she seems up for it. So, I just want to say, we see you, sis. We see. Shea Butter Mike check. That's the city should have had another goal.
Yo, that stressed me out.
That thing hit the cross. It run the crossbar.
That stressed me out.
Sid had a good game.
That was really good.
Yeah, she's had a good game.
Let's see. Shea Butter Heat check. Ooh. I guess the Shea Butter Heat check can go with the Shea Butter furniture moving.
Yeah. Terry. So that's Darian and Madison Hammond. They had a few moments in that game. It's all love. But they got tangled up a few times in that match. Yeah. So that was fun. I enjoyed it.
Shea Butter's son, I'm gonna say Z.
Yes.
Z was out here in the streets doing the thing.
She was. She had a very good game. I know she's still working her way back to health, so that's probably why she didn't go 90. But yeah, I thought she had a really good game. I didn't pick a fifth. Do you have one?
Oh, Jorian.
Oh yeah, with the Braves. I was like, wait, who is that? It took me a minute, and I knew what the stadium was.
Jorian was fired.
And then our player of the week. I mean, we might as well give it to her because she's not gonna get it from the league.
Yeah,
I thought she had a fantastic game.
You did that.
Yeah, truly.
You were flexing on them.
Yes, I thought she had a fantastic game at home in Lumen. So yeah, that's what we got for this week.
All right, so we're gonna do a brief.
Yeah.
Word on the street.
Okay.
What are we doing? So, next episode we're gonna talk about the Sippy Cup.
Yeah.
Because allegedly, supposedly, we're gonna have one famous the ebony Navidad who's out here in the Challenge Cup streets.
Oh God. She's gonna love that.
So we're gonna hear her experiences, and then she did an interview. Actually, I was about to say with UGK.
UKG. Every time I think it's UGK, and I'm like, that's a very different partnership. That is the opposite.
UKG. Sorry.
I mean, there still be money involved, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not that kind of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna talk to her about that. But yeah, let's talk about this. The sippy cup now.
So all the things that people had concerns about kind of came to fruition.
Yes.
Like, the scheduling meant everybody was tired.
Yes.
Right, because North Carolina had to fly to L.A., then fly to Kansas City.
Yes.
Then fly home.
Right.
Washington didn't have to travel as much. They just flew back down to North Carolina, but they got to play at home twice.
Yes.
As the 4 seed, by the way. North Carolina had to travel to Kansas City as the 2 seed. So neither higher seed played at home.
Yes.
Backfire for one team and not the other. There was very much a missed call in the semifinals. I don't suspect the Carolina KC game was as egregiously officiated. And I think North Carolina seemed to have that game in hand, though I thought Kansas City was better in the first half. Yeah, it was just a lot of fatigue, particularly in the second half. It was a good first half, and it was on big CBS. And I think if you stop that game around the 65-minute mark, it's probably a good product. Or I'd say 60. You do it afterwards, it is a shit show. I don't know any other way to say that. That was not a net win for the NWSL. And it was on big CBS.
Yeah, that was a mess.
That's not the product you want to put forward. And you do have some of your most talented young stars and international stars and all of that playing in that particular game with those two teams, but that's not what the world needs to see.
Yeah. Also, additionally, between the refereeing being so bad, people getting hurt. I mean, we're now looking back on the Challenge Cup. You have several teams who have lost their stars. Yeah. Due to the accelerated practice schedule in preseason, still a lot of young talent hasn't gotten to play.
Yes, that's true.
The bonuses are bootleg still. Yes. And so what did you get better? Or do you now hope you have enough teams to pull it together through the rest of this long ass season to have a quality product by in for a championship?
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting watching teams recover, right? Like, so some teams chose to rotate, some teams are really trying to win it. I think most teams didn't know what to do with the Challenge Cup. I think they were really honest about that from the jump. Apparently there is a coaches call or chat or something where, yeah, coaches feel a type of way about it, I think, as much as the fans and everybody else does. I don't know who likes the Challenge Cup outside of the league. Like, I don't think anybody sees a real benefit in playing it as a preseason tournament, right? I think there's a benefit to keeping it, but I think you've got to decide it's either a League Cup and you play it in season, or you play in, like, you do it like you did the very first year when you didn't know what the world was going to be and you put it in one place and people just play. Like, you can't keep changing it, and you can't keep trying to make it something it's not. I honestly think it should just be an in-season. And people have their preseasons.
Yeah, like, there doesn't need to be no on-site tournament, none of that foolishness. Yeah. Just move it in-season, let people have a preseason.
Right.
So people get healthy, so you stop having people playing on fields they're never going to play on.
There was nothing wrong with the preseason, right, outside of maybe when it started, right? Like, but there's not anything inherently wrong with how we've done preseason the other 9 years of or 8 years of the league. So I think making it into a tournament because you're capitalizing off of how good it was the first time, even though the circumstances were very different, is an interesting choice. And I think that's something that Commissioner Berman's going to have to look at, because, like I said, you can't be proud of that product, right? Like, I think the best team won in the end, but, like, you can't be proud of that product. Like, you can't be proud of that. Especially the last 20, 30 minutes of that game. You just can't be. So, and it's not good for anybody. It's not good for anybody. I think, like you said, we'll talk more about it next week. But I think that loomed a lot over the weekend as well, and not in a good way. So, yeah. And then, so we'll save that for next week too, because we have more about the Challenge Cup there. I don't know. What else we want to touch on, I guess? Shout out to the teams in Europe who wrapped up their season. So Juventus won the Italian league, and they will become professional players starting next season. So their labor won that right. So congratulations to the Italian players, or players in the Italian league. Congratulations to Wolfsburg, who won Freund Bundesliga. And yeah, I'm gonna say it. Congratulations to my fucking Chelsea women's team, the only serious Chelsea team, for winning a very hard fought WSL title. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Oh wow, you got real quiet when I was talking about.
Well, no, team. I don't care. I don't have a WSL team.
Yes, free agent Sky. Yes.
Yes, I don't care. That's nice that y'all won.
Okay. And I believe Spain wraps up next week or the week after, and as does France. I think they have two more games as well. So, but that looks to be going to Lyon, who's also going to be in the Champions League final, playing Barcelona. Not the one where Camille Cabello is singing, so that's good for y'all and us. Sorry if y'all like her. I didn't mean to do that. She caught a stray today. Yeah. That's what we got internationally. And then to the south of us, Ligila is going strong, and we're in the semis.
Yes.
Did anything happen? Did the team get upset?
Yes, Club America's is that time.
Sorry,
closing
homies.
Closing time. Wow. Dun, 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 dun. Closing time, and they finally got Craig Harrington about that paint.
Listen, that's a win.
That's a win for y'all.
If losing got Craig out the paint, it's a win.
Because you got no damn business with that much talent on that team to be losing to no...
What you I mean, decisively to
decisively. That shouldn't have ever happened. Yeah. And this has been all season where they lose games they had no business losing.
Yes.
So, y'all got free.
So I'm happy for the folks. It looks like Sarah Luber's not staying.
Yeah, that's sad.
I know. I was like, she seemed to be having a blast. And
drop that coin, man.
I imagine the price went up, and they were just like, nah, Chicago probably won a lot of money. I get that.
Or she like
she played very, she played very well. She definitely played. She did herself a favor on that one.
Yeah.
And Chicago needs strikers, so yeah, she probably won that.
Yeah, she probably won. Yeah.
Actually, that was Mallory Pugh's, not bad, actually. Now I think about it.
But,
it's not bad. But yeah, and then, okay, screw it. We talk about
it. Wait, pause. Wait, so Rayadas is playing... Well, they almost... Wait, hold on. Tijuana almost did that thing. My other team almost did that thing.
Oh, against...
But they didn't do that thing. So, Rayadas is playing Pachuca.
Oh, Rayadas and Pachuca.
Are playing. That'll be interesting.
And then what's the other one?
And then that other team is playing Tigres.
Oh, you're not even going to say Chivas? Wow.
Okay.
Okay. It's Chivas versus Tigres, which is...
It's gonna be look, Chivas almost wasn't out here. Chivas almost
they
lost.
They saved it for late.
I mean, late. It's not just late. They scored 4 goals over the course of like 2 minutes.
Yeah, they saved it for late, and the last one was a penalty, I believe.
Yeah.
Which Cervantes, of course, it was.
Yes.
So yeah, it's Chivas versus Tigres, and I think Tigres we look a lot better. You know, defense optional sometimes.
Yeah.
But we did let in a goal. But somebody else had a brace this week.
Well, me official.
Who has 10 goals in 16 games, and I can't remember how many assists.
Oh.
Hey, does club form matter?
It's supposed to. So she should be called up to one national team for the United States of America.
Does it only matter if you're in the United States or if you're Kat Macario?
It shouldn't matter because you want to know why? She plays for the legendary Tigres.
I think that's a really hard place to play. I'm sorry.
And she plays in front of how many people?
I think Tigres' stadium seats about 45,000. I was corrected. Thank you for that.
Oh, 45,000 people? So she does this all the time. She and other stadiums have
somewhat large numbers, too, that she goes and plays in.
And she plays against the best in the world and is starting regularly.
And contributing.
And contributing.
To what I think is one of the better front lines in football, right? With Haruche and Stephanie. So, and again, she's 20. Like, she's young. She's Trinity's age. So, yeah, I think I would love to be proven wrong. I don't think she gets a phone call next month. She should be getting a phone call.
She should get a phone call.
She should, if it's about truly performing at a high level in hostile environments, for a top club. She's right. doing all of that. And oh, by the way, when they were all on the U20, so all the names that we're going up for right now, and rightfully so, she was better than all of them.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm gonna stump for her a little bit on that, because I think if you're an American and you ball out overseas, you don't get a look. I mm-hmm. do. It feels like punishment a little bit. So, yeah. I think that's that. But yeah, keep an eye and ear out for those Laguila links, because, yeah, you're gonna watch some good football this next week.
Yes.
With those two games. And then, I guess, early thoughts, the WNBA is back.
It's back. It's back.
And your fave.
My favorite, one of my favorite players of all time is Becky Hammon. Yes. And she's now back to coach the home club.
Yes.
They used to be the San Antonio
Silver Stars. Yeah.
Is now the Los Angeles Lakers.
No, I had to like Vegas. Pick them. Woo, woo. Why you put them in LA?
My bad. They should be in LA.
No.
Because they got a team. Forget the Sparks. Wow. Anyway.
Wow. You about to hear about that?
The Los Vegas. I think I could. I'm going to wear. I have my Sparks jersey. I'm ready for them to lose.
You have a Sparks jersey or you have a Candace Parker Sparks jersey?
No, I have a Candace Parker. No, who is that? Which sister is that? Chinny?
No. Yeah, Chinny or NECA?
And no, it's a NECA. It's a NECA. Okay. Jersey.
Okay.
And she, yeah, I wear that jersey. If I wear their jersey, they lose. So.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. I see the long game.
I'm a full hater. Okay. I hate the Sparks.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's dedication. I respect it.
I mean, you can't blame me. I was initially a New York Liberty fan.
Yes.
Then I had to follow Becky the left. Homies to yeah. the Silver Stars. And so the hate never stopped.
I respect it.
I now tolerate the storm and the mercury and all the other things up in here.
I respect it.
But of course, I mean, Becky got them playing free. Becky got them playing like her. She needs a bench, they though, do. As we saw today.
She does need a bench. And
they need a bench.
The Mystics are good because they can let somebody get a double digit lead on them and then yeah. win by double digits, and they don't even got their whole squad. Yeah, my fault, Mystics fans. I was a little too quick, but I do think the Aces are like one of the two or three best teams. I do, yeah, and they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. But boy, what a difference a coach makes, huh?
So I don't know, not having Bill Laimbeer goes on.
Yeah. That seems to have done wonders for them. I'm also very sad that this is Sylvia Fowles' last season, because the Lynx are not doing right by her. Good God. This is going to be a long season.
Well, I mean, you got
to. Yeah.
You're going to have to deal with that.
They don't got no players.
Well, I mean, everybody's hurt.
Well, and they don't. And I mean, cap-wise, like, they cut Lachey. They cut a couple players that they could use right now.
Well, I mean, they had to, because you only have so many people.
Yeah. Well, and they've maxed out their money. Like, they haven't spent well. And so, it's costing them now. So, yeah. I mean, I hope they get some wins and maybe win her last game at home. Like, she deserves. She's one of the best players this league has ever had. And she was a menace in college, too. So, yep. All right. It's about that time? All right. Are we dropping a beat? All right, let's get into hits and riffs. I'm going first, I guess. All right. So my yesterday, and I do have a yesterday and today this time. It's going to be... Oh, I almost read yours. Sorry. My yesterday's Slow Jam, Quiet Storm, is It a Crime by one Helen Felisade Adu or Sade. As y'all know, I just had to pick one song, so I did that one. And then my yesterday turn up is Cold Rock a Party Who Rocks a Party by MC Light, the hardest working MC in the game.
How are you gonna do that song and you half-ass sing that song?
Cause I'm tired. We about to put it on a playlist. You can sing it. You can sing it.
Oh, I'm not about to sing it.
Okay. All right then. But yeah, that's mine. What's yours?
So my yesterday is, Slow Jam is Someone to Love, by John B. What is that featuring Baby Guys?
Yeah.
And then my turn.
Wow.
Is Know Your Clap by Juvenile.
Wow.
So yeah.
Wow. John B, certified white boy of R&B.
Oh yes, John B. Yes, of course.
Yeah. He stays in his lane, you know what I mean? He just wanted to sing. I respect it. All right. Today, this one's pretty obvious because it just dropped. My Today Turn Up, though it's not a super fast song, is The Heart Part 5, Kendrick Lamar. He just dropped a video for it with all the deep fakes in the world. It's very jarring. It's also a good rhyme. Kendrick is one of the most talented rappers. I know people have feelings on that. But yeah, he dropped a new song. It's pretty much what most people talked about the other night. So, and then my Today Turn Up is Special Affair by The Internet. That's a grown folks song.
Yes, I already did that one, by the way.
Oh.
Once upon a time.
My fault. Well, now it's my turn. Now it's my soldier.
All right, so my Today is Break Up by Mario featuring Gucci.
Wow.
Gucci Mane. Because, I mean, the beat is fire. So, yes. It's like, you know.
Okay.
It's that shit. I'm gonna do the breakup. Ain't about to even sing that. The beat, I mean, when I try to listen to the instrumental, but it is fire. But that whole thing, it's an ain't shit song, but it's a fire ain't shit song. And then Lemonade by Gucci Mane, because it's summer, and so you need a lemonade. Also, all you right. need a yellow car so you can be seen in the streets.
Who needs a yellow car?
Don't do that. Why are you being disrespectful for people with yellow bright ass cars?
Wow.
EBC. All the way in Jupiter.
So I'm already black and driving. I don't know if I need to be seen. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that will get you pulled over.
Yeah, it will absolutely get you pulled over.
And then you haven't explained. You got to tell the, what's his name? You got to tell the cop that, yo, you thought that I ran the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly. Okay. Supposedly.
Okay. I'm not going to go there.
I ain't do that. I'm not gonna do that no more. I've learned my lesson.
Don't do that no more. wow. All right. It's almost that time for us to get out of here. I do just want to do a real quick shout out or rave to Michaela Grant Mentis, who is a black woman in ice hockey, and as of today signed the richest contract in women's ice hockey. I think she plays for the Six. Sorry, y'all. I'm still learning about the difference between the two leagues. It is my ignorance, not your lack of telling me. But she signed a 1-year contract for $80,000, and that is the biggest contract in the history of women's hockey. So, go ahead, black woman, get your bag.
Get your bag. Get them coins.
Get your bag. So I just wanted to shout that out.
I rock the party.
Oh, there you go. See? You got it.
I mean, it was loud noises.
Okay. All right. I told you, I'm tired. I made it through.
To make it clap.
Wow. I thought
also, the other rave, so apparently Jessica McDonald played 150-something odd games.
Yes.
That the NWSL did not know, because the NWSL...
She also did not get acknowledged for her 100th cap, so...
Yeah. So we acknowledging you.
Yes.
Cheers to...
Congratulations to one of... To me, the face of the NWSL. In terms of like, what is it to be an NWSL player? I think she's up there. Consummate professional, World Cup champion, Jeremiah's mom, and I think a vastly underrated player in terms of her intelligence, particularly in front of goal, both scoring and creating plays. You should be celebrated. So we'll celebrate you if nobody else does.
Cheers to you.
Wow. You gotta remix that
I'll
song.
Be your angel. Do, 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 do. Cheers to you. Even if NWSL don't recognize you.
So, yeah. Shout out to J Mac, who just continues to ball out. And make it work wherever she goes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, shout out to the Chicago Sky getting their rings. Shout out to Becky Hammon out here having them cook.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think they'll be a very good team.
Shout out to all the teams.
Yeah, shout out to the start of the W season in general. Shout out to Destiny Henderson, who might actually be good. Y'all let her drop in breath. Choices were made. Your Atlanta team might be out here messing around again.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay.
All right.
Shout out to the people
who possibly got me a shirt. Because LA is not Atlanta.
Okay. It's not a whole lot of things are not Atlanta according to that song.
Hey, look, if you're emotional about that song,
that was an emotional ass day.
That means you're not from Atlanta, shouty. Because it don't matter where you from Atlanta. If you's down for the cause and you was getting shot up, then you know.
Yeah, that was an emotional day.
This all makes sense. I know people go hear this and they go, Atlanta's not that bad. I'm like, then you didn't live in Atlanta, so then you didn't know.
That was not Atlanta.
That wasn't Atlanta. Because let me tell you, I have plenty of stories.
Yes.
That even my mother does not know about. Anyway.
Oh, we don't tell our mothers everything. Please. Mostly because most of the reasons I got in trouble is because I did things she told me not to do.
Well, that part too.
Or that's how you learn. The Lord looks out for fools and babies. Like, that's...
Well, true. Listen. That's true. Because even my mom would be like, y'all were where? What? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Ridiculous stuff. Sorry, Mom. I'm going to take it to the grave, though. She knows.
There's something... Like, I mean, I did call her one time when we was walking through downtown Atlanta at like 2 a.m. And she was like, what was wrong with you? She didn't say that exactly.
But honestly, yeah. Girl.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Wrong with you? yeah. I have a few of those moments. I mean, to be fair, I don't think my mama told my grandma everything. So that's
yeah, I mean, that's real. That's true.
Generational gift right there. Anyway, on that note, let's get these shout-outs in.
Shout-outs. All right, so the tallest pods.
Hey.
Tallest pod in the world.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, shout-out to when Andre thinking he could slide in on a radio show and it wasn't going to get called out.
Ooh, ooh.
He now on radio. He real famous.
Yeah. Is he now the most famous person in the world?
He might be the most famous person in the world.
Comment for you, Doug and Ebony. Yeah, give it a go. None of them wants that title, by the way.
Also, Courtney's famous too, always and forever.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know Crystal Dunn. You're more famous than all of them.
Yeah. And Alex Scott. So she real
right.
famous.
Right.
She on her name's in lights.
She gonna be so bad. Love you, Courtney.
Then shout out to all the Two Cents family. So Lord yes. L, Lord Ty, Amobi. Can I kick it? Yogi out here.
Mini Derby was this past weekend, so I hope your kidney or liver has recovered.
Yeah, I hope you didn't drink the whole Henny bottle.
The choices were made. I saw some of the drinks he was mixing.
Yeah,
so
he was
he
lit.
Survived. That's what
he survived though. Yeah. Shout out to all the brothers of Forticulture. They're people yes. you probably didn't even know.
True.
But Grego, Mark, Rashad, Lamont.
TK.
Christopher.
All the crew. There are a lot of y'all.
It's a lot of y'all.
I think we actually get all of y'all, but I feel like we always miss
Lamont.
Well, you said Lamont.
I'm gonna say it again.
Oh wow. Okay.
That ain't his name, Tony.
Don't do Lamont like that.
And then also Kaya, young sis.
Yes.
It's gonna be okay. You know what I'm talking about. You believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Yes.
It's building. You had some character building. You'll be okay.
Yeah, but you
thank
got
God
it.
You have a cat.
Shout out to she all right. I was like, oh, I thought, girl, you be all right. Welcome to the world.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wait till you go to Boston. They gonna
right,
be big
like,
and huge.
It's gonna get worse.
they might miss at you.
Shout out to Mariah Lee, who's mom. Co-wrote an article with her.
Yes.
Wrote an article on her blog this week. So shout out. Please read that. I know I reposted
it. It's a celebration of life. So
yeah, it really is. It's a good read. And more to come, I guess.
Yes. And then also shout out to our teams.
Yes.
Georgia, Nubia. Oh, y'all getting out of school. Surviving
right,
semesters.
Done. I know. I'm proud. You made it. First year.
You made it.
You did it.
You made it.
So yeah, more to come. Stay tuned. But yeah.
Yeah, so like next week we're gonna have things are gonna happen. We're gonna have mystical magical things.
Mystical magical.
The Ebony Navidad is yes. probably the Ebony Christmas. One of the most famous people in Warsaw is probably gonna yes. be on the pod next week.
Yes.
Even
maybe
if she didn't think she was gonna
that.
Be on the pod, yeah. she's gonna figure out how to be on the pod.
Now that we said that, she might not be on the pod. So yes, we'll go over the challenge cup because she was there.
Yes, and there's an interview. And then we're also, let me see. Oh, and so if you come to the, so somebody's coming down here, we can pre-advertise this. So if you're coming down here for the, what is this game? The Memorial Day weekend game where Angel City plays
New York versus LA, in theory. Yes.
Yes. There is a special thing that's launching. That is Shea Butter in the streets.
You're giving something a whirl.
We're going to give something a twirl. It's going to be spectacular. Yeah. So you're going to want to be in the streets before the game. More to come next week.
Yeah.
Actually, it's going to be before next week. Before next episode, you're going to see stuff pop up on your Apple Tunes and your social medias.
If and when this works, we will probably be coming to town near you for the next season. So
it's not good. If and when it works, it's going to work. Like, what the hell? Yes, we're going to be here. So believe in yourself, because I believe in you. I believe in miracles.
I believe. Wow. You're so off track, man.
Sky Houston is in the building. You're not going to slander me. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. So what are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
And we're going to make sure the black women in your life, our life, are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And have a good blessed week.
Peace.